Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
And now the pitch by Martinez is up and in and hits Gerald Williams on the left hand.
Dig your cleats in.
Now he's going to charge the mound. He's going to charge Martinez, and the fight is on. He got a right hand in before he's grabbed from behind by Barachek, and now the benches are empty.
It's time for hour two of the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris.
Yashinsky wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
And Mike Lynch.
It is a collision at the plate.
Step up to the plate for hour two of the Hot Corner.
Posehn getting into it with Barrett. I mean, there is some hooking going on in the bottom of two piles.
On 1080.
Rudez had help. Whoa. Bautista got all he could handle with that. Wow. That's some pretty solid contact right there.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080 The Fan. That'll let you listen to all sorts of Astro stuff that we talked about. Also, speaking of podcasts, tomorrow at 4 p.m., wherever you get your podcasts, including at 1080thefan.com, Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris will drop as we do. Let's experiment with some big craft breweries, as that seems to be the topic of conversation these days. All right, let's step aside. Let's try to pull ourselves back and let's talk about things that don't matter, but kind of matter.
Okay.
That we talk about every year that tend to send us down a rabbit hole, but they're fun. They're fun, right? These are usually topics we don't talk about a lot, but for some reason, we like talking about this topic. Is that fair?
Yes. I'm not fully sure. I think I know where we're going, but we had multiple topics left, and I'm like, what is he talking about?
The 2020 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot has been dropped.
It does matter.
I believe that happened.
And I do like talking
about yesterday or 2 days ago. Yes, we do love that.
I think it was yesterday, yeah.
And there's, you know, the usual suspects are here, and there's one big new name.
Who's that?
Number one? Number three? Ooh, 1-3. That's Alex Rodriguez. What up?
Oh, yeah. First ballot Hall of Famer, A-Rod.
So I'll just, I mean, he could be, he should be, probably.
Probably should be.
I'll just run down this real quick and we can dive into this. The 2020 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot was sent out 2 days ago by the Baseball Hall. And these are the names on the list in alphabetical order. Bobby Abreu, Josh Beckett, Heath Bell, Barry Bonds, Eric Chavez, Roger Clemens, Adam Dunn, Sean Figgins, Rafael Furcal. By the way, how does Sean Figgins get on this ballot? Anyway, Jason Giambi, Todd Helton, Raul Ibanez, Derek Jeter. That is your first timer right there.
Number two.
Andrew Jones, Jeff Kent, Paul Konerko, Cliff Lee, Carlos Pena, Brad Penny. Also, how do these guys get on here?
Well, they go off just as quickly as they come on.
Right. Andy Pettit, J.J. Putz. There we go. Manny Ramirez, Brian Roberts, Scott Rowland, Curt Schilling, Gary Sheffield, Alfonso Soriano, Sammy Sosa, Jose Valverde, Omar Vizquel, Billy Wagner, and Larry Walker. I do know Larry Walker is on his last year. I believe this is his 10th year on the ballot.
He got 54% of the vote last year.
So he could be an Edgar Martinez, Tim Rock Raines.
I feel like Edgar Martinez is a little closer than that. But
why? Because he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
I find this list very interesting, mostly because I think one guy on this list gets in. I would vote for four. I think two of them. That's not true. I think all four of the people that I would vote for. Yeah, all four I would vote for. I feel fairly confident are Hall of Famers.
Okay. You would vote for Derek Jeter.
I would vote for Derek Jeter. I would vote for Todd Helton.
Mm-hmm.
I would vote for Curt Schilling, as I've been on this Schilling train for years now. Since this show's birth, I am a Curt Schilling as a Hall of Famer guy, even though he's a butthole. He's a cool dude.
No.
On the mound.
He was a great pitcher.
Yeah, he's a great pitcher. And number four, you can call it bias, but Omar Vizquel is the greatest defensive shortstop in the history of baseball, and he has a career batting average of .282, so get off my lawn. He's a Hall of Famer.
.282. Good.
Pretty good. Not bad. Not great. Pretty good.
You kind of just broke your own argument. .282, yeah. Get off my lawn. That means you think it's good.
Well, because he's the best defensive shortstop in the history of baseball. It's not like if Yadi Molina bats .210 his entire career, you're like, yeah, he's the greatest defensive catcher of all time. Whatever. But he can't hit.
I've been on this show, and I've changed my opinion over the last few years over this. I think you got to let the steroid guys in.
What? No. In Derek Jeter's year?
Maybe not in this year. I'm just saying. I think you have to let them in. So if I was voting for the Hall of Fame, and you have 10 votes, and you don't have to use all 10, I would vote for Derek Jeter, Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds. That's probably it. But just because I think there's a difference.
If you're voting for Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, you're not voting for Manny Ramirez?
I'm probably vote for Manny Ramirez, yeah. I just, there's a difference for me. I think what I said last year, if I remember correctly, is if they were a Hall of Famer before they took steroids, they should still make the Hall of Fame, right? Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds were Hall of Famers well before they took steroids. You could probably make the same argument for Manny Ramirez, too. It's a little bit less extreme because Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were better than Manny Ramirez. I think I've changed my opinion on that just because they were great players no matter what. So they cheated, yes. They deserve to be punished for it, yes. But when you go to the Hall of Fame, I still think you should want to go see Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens there because they were part of the history of the game. I think that's about it. And I'm playing this as if I'm voting every single year. Omar Vizquel's in his third year. He's got plenty of time to make it. He's already over the 40% line.
But you know he's going to make it.
You know he's going to make it.
So why not put him in? Put a couple world-class shortstops in.
Especially
the same
if
year.
I'm only voting for four. I don't know how I would do
put
it.
Put a couple world-class shortstops in. Why not?
What, Jeff Kent? What?
Second base.
I know. Yeah, Todd Helton's an interesting one, too. I loved Todd Helton growing up. He was one of my favorite non-Yankee players. I thought he was so much fun. He got 16% of the vote in his second year. That's not a great sign. I don't know if he's going to make it in.
It's not a great sign, and it's kind of shocking. Todd Helton's one of those guys. He's one of the best hitters I ever saw. Sure, he's not a Pujols, but he's not a Manny Ramirez. But he's good. He's damn good.
He was also a little bit of a compiler. He played for a long time.
Fair.
And he played in Denver.
Derek Jeter is the 10th best hitting shortstop of all time, but he's got 3,000 hits. He's a little bit of a compiler.
Yeah, but Jeter.
A little bit.
Jeter's more about the postseason stuff, too.
Fair. But I just, like, I don't love the compiler argument.
Like, there are flaws to Derek Jeter.
Rock Reigns is in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he shouldn't be, but don't get me wrong. There are flaws to Derek Jeter. His fielding was not as good as people let on, especially towards the end of his career. He completely faded in his ability to field the ball very well. And he was a great hitter. And obviously the postseason is a different story. And I think that's why he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. But Helton is so weird because it's just like the Denver effect is huge and you never saw him anywhere else, right? Like DJ LeMahieu this year proved that he can hit outside of Denver for a full season for the first time. We never saw that with Todd Helton. He was Rocky for life.
Right.
So it's kind of tough to separate the two. Now, maybe DJ LeMahieu season helps Todd Helton, right? Like, oh, look at LeMahieu. He can still hit. It's not impossible to hit out of Denver. But you've also seen a ton of players leave Denver and suck.
Cargo left Denver and he's dead.
What? He died?
No, he didn't really die, but you know what I mean.
Thank God.
He all of a sudden can't do anything.
Right. I mean, I think you can make the same argument from Larry Walker, right? Oof. I know he didn't play his whole career there, but 10th year, 54% of the vote. I mean, how much of his stuff is from Coors Field?
Right.
It was before the humidor that they played there, so they got the full benefit of it.
Yeah. One last thing.
Is Jeter unanimous or no?
Yeah, he is.
You think Mariano Rivera broke that barrier?
Mo opens the door. Mo opens the door that when we got guys that we know are surefire Hall of Famers, a la Ken Griffey Jr., Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, like guys that we know, Tom Glavine, guys that we know are Hall of Famers. Like when Kershaw comes up, he's going to be unanimous. When Justin Verlander comes up, going to be unanimous. And I think a lot of that is because Mo breaks that barrier. That when we know guys are Hall of Famers, they are now, when we know they're first ballot Hall of Famers, which still holds a lot of clout, I think people are still going to vote yes.
The only thing is, I wonder if people will hold Jeter's defense against him and not vote for him in year one.
They won't. The rings, the captain, the Yankees, 9/11, diving into the stands, never got in trouble.
The flip.
The flip.
Mr. November.
We can keep going.
Final hit of his career, walk-off hit.
Yeah.
3,000th hit
was a home run. Yeah. I mean, like, come. I'm a kid that grew up hating Derek Jeter, and I, without a doubt, first ballot Hall of Famer. You get my vote.
Well, first ballot, yes. I'm just saying unanimous.
Find me a reason not to. Because his defense was a little meh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Omar Vizquel's offense was a little meh.
He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, nor unanimous. I just took that shot.
I know. All right, when we come back, we got a break because we're up against the clock, but I do want to keep talking about this because I've got an idea for the steroid guys.
Okay.
And I think we talked about this at one point, so you might remember this, but I've got an idea for this, and we'll get to that next. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
Bang.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay.
This is 919 here live from the poop-filled Willamette. This is 1080 The Fan, wishing you and your loved ones a great, fantastic evening. If I were you, I would draw a bath, light some candles, sip on some Cavathier, and then I would put it in the bleep that the lady made.
I appreciate the list coming at the end.
Yeah, you got it. So we're talking about Hall of Fame stuff, which I love this stuff. I absolutely love this stuff. And I realize here's your first time on the ballot this year is Derek Jeter, Bobby Abreu, Jason Giambi, Cliff Lee, Rafael Fracall, Eric Chavez, Josh Beckett, Brian Roberts, Alfonso Soriano, Canerco.
I think Canerco.
Sean Figgins, Marco Scudero.
Hey, Marco.
Raul Ibanez and Brad Penny.
Don't forget JJ Putz. Or was that last year?
JJ Putz. Can't find him on this list.
Oh, okay.
It is his first year, yes.
Okay. I think Paul Konecka will hang out on there for a while. He's a really good player.
Well, and we're...
I don't think he'll make the Hall of Fame, but I think he's one of those that'll be like a 10-year guy that'll be like just kind of hanging around there at like 30 or 40%.
Right, and I think it's interesting. You were talking about stat compilers, you know, with some people. I mean, Craig Biggio's in the Hall. You know, that's a stat compiler.
Yeah. He was first ballot, too, wasn't he?
No.
Second ballot?
Second. He didn't make it, and he said, I guess I'll study harder next year for the test. He got like a 78.9, something like that.
You know what I didn't know? I did not know that Paul Konecka didn't play his whole career with the White Sox.
Did he go somewhere afterwards, or was it before?
Before. Ooh. Started with the Dodgers.
Okay.
And then went to the Reds, and then the White Sox from 99 to 2014.
15 years.
Six-time All-Star.
El Capitan.
Hit 279.
Not bad.
439 home runs and 1,400 RBIs.
That's pretty good.
That's where the stats come in there.
That's pretty good.
Konecka was great.
439. I mean, I'm a diehard Indians fan. You know, in the 90s and the 2000s, the White Sox were good. And I hated every White Sox possible. But I always had massive respect for Frank Thomas, of course, the Big Hurt. And the one guy that, as a baseball fan, you would only know if you were a baseball fan. The number one White Sox I have respected more than any other White Sox in my entire life watching baseball is Paul Konecka.
Yep. He had over 100 RBIs six times. And then 99 and 97, two other years.
He's a good ball player. And he won he won a World Series as the captain
of
that team.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I think he is.
Is he like Mike Mussina, like that border guy?
I think he's a Hall of Famer, but he's a Hall of Famer in today's credentials. If Craig Biggio, if Jeff Bagwell and Tim Raines are Hall of Famers, Paul Konerko is a better player than both of those guys.
Is he comparable?
And if you just compare Paul Konerko to Jeff Bagwell, who played first, I'm taking Konerko every day of the week.
Okay, so Larry Walker has better stats than Paul Konerko.
Then there you go.
Played less years, but had less home runs because of it. But Larry Walker's in his 10th year and is at 54%. And he's better than Paul Konerko. I know Coors Field is playing a huge role in him. I get it.
Right.
But he's an MVP. Larry Walker was an MVP.
Yep.
He was a 5-time All-Star. He led in batting average 3 different years, hitting .379 in his non-MVP year. .363 in a non-MVP year. He had 49 home runs 1 year. He had over 100 RBIs 5 times. The stats are swaying me. And again, I know Coors Field plays a role, but man, is Larry Walker a Hall of Famer?
I don't know. But you know the question. You know the rules. Are you a Hall of Famer? If the answer is not yes, the answer is no.
At least that's our rule.
That's our rule.
Yeah.
That it's like, is Manny Ramirez a Hall of Famer? Yes. Is Todd Helton a Hall of Famer? I mean, that's a no.
Yep.
That's kind of our rule. It makes it tough.
It makes it very, very exclusive.
It makes it exclusive, which I think it was for a very long time. But what we've seen over the past few years is that the Hall of Fame is lightening up. And you and I, this little baseball show, is not going to change or dictate how the Hall of Fame is going to go. So if the Hall of Fame is going to let guys in like Jeff Bagwell, like Craig Biggio, must be cheaters. They played for the Astros.
Duh.
Then I think you have to think about guys like Todd Helton and Larry Walker. Edgar Martinez getting in is a big wave that could resonate throughout future voters. Because Edgar is a guy that everybody's like, no, he's DH. DHs can't get in. And sure, there was a big push last year to get him in, but it also made us realize that, wait a second, Edgar's one of the best hitters I ever watched. I can remember watching baseball since 1995. And if I had to pick on my hand, on my two hands, the 10 best hitters I ever saw, Edgar Martinez is going to hit that list.
Yeah, and that's...
Todd Helton might hit that list.
We talked about it and said, is Edgar Martinez a Hall of Famer? Yes.
Yes.
It was a definite yes.
That's a yes.
He got penalized for being a DH. But, so I mean, yeah, I like that for us, but that's not how it is. If we're trying to predict who's actually getting into the Hall of Fame, it's different. But yeah, I like the exclusivity of it because I want it to be something special. I want Tim Raines making the Hall of Fame.
I don't want Craig Biggio. Craig Biggio I'm okay with. He's got 3,000 hits. I do think that those numbers mean something.
Yeah, I don't. I
do
hate,
think 500 and 3,000 hits mean something. 300 wins mean something.
I hate the senior committee and this BS where they bring guys in, like grandfather them in later. Like, that's so stupid.
Yeah, like when does Dale Murphy get in? Probably this year.
I think Dale Murphy's great. Oh, he's not a Hall of Famer.
No, agreed. But let's okay. So to sidetrack, I want to get to these steroids guys or these accused steroids guys.
The steroids guys.
Let's say for the sake of argument that Derek Jeter gets in. Let's say Omar Vizquel gets in, and let's just say even these fringe guys. Let's say Curt Schilling and Todd Helton get in, and Larry Walker. Okay. Let's just say anybody that could get in gets in this year. This is what we're looking at next year, of those leftovers, which are nobodies, and steroid dudes. Your first ballot Hall of Famer. According to Baseball Reference, the highest valued player that will be his first year on the ballot is Tim Hudson.
Nope.
How about Mark Burley?
Nope. Very perfect game, though.
An interesting one here.
Thank you, Dwayne Wise.
An interesting one here. Torrey Hunter.
No, but border. Yeah, better borderline guy.
Then you get
one of the greatest defensive center fielders I've ever seen.
Agreed. Then you get to Dan Herron, Barry Zito, Aramis Ramirez, Shane Victorino.
Mark Mulder on there, too. Alex, the trio of the A's pitchers.
Alex
there.
Rios, Grady Sizemore, A.J. Burnett, Nick Swisher,
Aaron
Harang.
Mean once.
You know, Dan Ugla. You know, like we're done here, right? Next year's class is pretty bad.
Yeah.
The 2021 class is pretty bad. Your ninth year on the ballot is Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. It's Manny Ramirez's fifth year on the ballot. Does 2021...
We have talked about this. It's like the...
This is my theory. In 2021, you have no first-timers that are Hall of Famers. What if you look at 2020, you put in Larry Walker, you put in Omar Vizquel, you put in Todd Helton, and you get all these guys away from these steroid dudes, and in 2021, hell, Alex Rodriguez gets a pass and is on the ballot this year, and Rafael Palmeiro comes back. And so it's Sosa's last year. No, Sosa is ninth next year, too.
Sosa won't make it. I don't think you put all the steroid guys in. I think what's going to happen is you're going to see Bonds and Clemens go in because of who they were. You might see Manny Ramirez. Maybe not go in, but
Manny Ramirez is a top five hitter I've ever seen in my life.
I'm purely looking at the percentage of votes, and it's only his fifth year. You might see him go in. Beyond that, I think the other steroid guys are done. I think it's just that simple.
That's a career batting average of .312. Career on-base percentage of .411. The only person on this list that is even close, Todd Helton at .414. But maybe we'll say the Coors Field thing. The only person close to him on this list is Barry Bonds at .444. A .411 career on-base percentage?
Mm-hmm. Look,
a career batting average?
You're preaching to the choir here.
Of .312? I mean,
I get it. But
if Clemens and Bonds go in, Manny Ramirez goes in.
I'm looking at the
numbers. Is what I'm saying.
I'm looking at the numbers. I don't know if that would happen. However, because there's no first-timers that would really kind of scream Hall of Fame, then maybe. Now, to expand on your theory slightly, 2022 Hall of Fame ballot, the year after that.
Yeah, I'm pulling that up right now.
The best player, first-year Hall of Famer ballot guy, dude, is Alex Rodriguez. And then you got Clemens and Bonds in their 10th year.
Ortiz is on that, too.
Along with Curt Schilling. Is he?
Yep.
Yeah, David Ortiz. I mean, do you just say screw it in that year and you just go?
You go to 2022 and you put in A-Rod, Bonds, Clemens,
and Ortiz.
And Manny Ramirez.
Yeah. It's like, here you go.
Yeah, because who else is on that?
We're building a new wing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, who else is on that? Mark Teixeira, Jimmy Rollins outside? No.
No.
Carl Crawford, Jake Peavy. Coco Chris.
Hell yeah, Cavelli Chris.
Up, baby.
Justin Morneau.
Yeah, and then you're done after that.
Yep.
I mean.
But what would be funny is you've penalized all the steroid users who have only been accused.
Made them wait till their 10th year.
And the one guy who's caught twice?
Once.
Alex Rodriguez in his first year, like, oh, whatever. Just put him in.
Put him in first ballot.
There's no penalty at all. A-Rod's a cool dude now.
You know,
he's on Fox with David Ortiz. They're all funny and they hate each other, but they love each other.
You know, A-Rod would parade around town as a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He would.
My name's Alex Rodriguez. I'm a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You know, we're really getting into a bad time for these guys. Like the next year after that, Carlos Beltran is the best first ballot guy. Then John Lackey. John Lackey.
Wow.
Jared Weaver.
Nope.
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Nope.
Johnny Peralta. Matt Cain. Jason.
Wait, Jacoby Ellsbury?
Assuming.
Wait a sec. That guy was on a team yesterday.
Last time he played, 2017.
Oh, then it's the last time you played? It's not the last time you were on a team?
I don't know. Maybe. 2024. It comes back in 2024. So there's a couple of years where there is that weird gap.
Well, you know why that gap is there, though?
No.
That gap is there because of these steroids things.
Well, no. Because there's no guy who retired at that time who was good enough to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's why.
Because they were all on juice to play longer or they were done earlier.
Mm. 2024, Adrian Beltre.
Juice.
Joe Mauer.
Hall of Famer.
Adrian Beltre is also a Hall of Famer, by the way.
Sure.
Chase Utley.
No.
David Wright.
No.
Bartolo Colon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The human drumstick. He's been popped twice. He could be the one guy that gets popped a third time, banned from baseball from life. Hall of Fame, come on down.
You have second family. Welcome to your third family, the Hall of Fame. Bartolo Colon. That's the last year they do. They don't do 20. Well, that's because it's 5 years from now.
Yeah, because we just don't know.
Yeah.
All right. That's, we might touch on this a little bit later.
This is a good text, by the way. The Hall of Fame has become, were you significant? Boom. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's the truth. I mean, it's the truth. Like, I will always remember Craig Biggio, whether he's in the Hall of Fame or not. I'll remember him. Jeff Bagwell and that squat and those giant roided out arms. Yeah, I'll remember him.
Of course.
That's how we do it, huh? All right. When we come back, when we come back, there is talk of another town emerging as a potential MLB expansion city, and we'll dive into that. But first, here's Joe with sports.
Lynch on 1080
The Fan. 937 here on The Fan. The Hall of Fame stuff is always so intriguing to me.
This is a very different vibe from the show's music so far today, Joe. You've been going like all classics, and now this is like early thousands, like, pop metal rock thing.
You know, quite honestly, I have no theme or structure or anything to tonight's music. I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, I remember that song. And then I just...
You play it.
Yeah, I'm going for it.
What band is this?
This is Bush.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Bush, Machine Head. A classic one.
Classic.
One of the alternative rock songs I remember from my childhood.
Classic.
I say Bush is not... I said, like, pop metal. They are not metal. But this, that was kind of had that, like, Breaking Benjamin vibe.
Yeah, I mean, this was mid-late 90s when alternative rock was making that emergence, you know? So, thank you, 94.7, right?
Yeah.
I was...
Thank you, Mark Hamilton. Was he here then? I don't even know.
I was on... It's funny you mentioned Mark Hamilton.
He's actually happy Jose Mourinho is the manager.
Joe, that's why you are our producer. Thank you, good sir. Thank you.
He told me, he goes, I think Mourinho's a good hire. I was like, dude.
You know who I think is a better hire, Mark Hamilton? Mauricio Pochettino.
He's like, I don't care. Get the guy out of here. We're in 14th. Come on.
Yeah, this Poch guy's a loser.
Got you the Champions League final last year. Loser.
Loser. Oh, came down from Ajax, this loaded once-in-a-generation Ajax team. All those kids play for Real Madrid and Barcelona and Juventus now, and he's like, not good enough. Don't want him. Where are we? What is happening?
You said this Hall of Fame stuff always gets me going, and then I asked about
who's
the song,
winning? What
and then
is
we
occurring?
Talked about the champion.
Oh, now I know what I was going to say. I was on Reddit today, and there's like a music subreddit that people just post random songs. And they're mostly songs that you're familiar with. And today someone posted and it made the front page and it was a Coheed and Cambria song.
Hell yeah.
And I did not listen to it because I think that music sucks, but it made me think of you, Mike.
You might actually like Coheed and Cambria.
Really?
They don't have any harsh vocals. They're just clean vocals and it's just metal.
It's not about that. It just might not be my thing.
Yeah.
But it made me think of you. I was like, Mike.
And that's not even a band that I really listen to. My wife likes them a lot. I did go see them in concert when they were in town.
Maybe I guess I'm thinking of Kelsey.
Well, I like some of Coheed's songs, but yeah, Kelsey is a big Coheed and Cambria fan.
Oh, you're the Mastodon kid.
That was the show we went to, yeah. Right. I went for Mastodon. She went for Coheed.
I couldn't remember. Either way, it made me think of you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mastodon's great.
So Orlando wants a baseball town. Wants to be a baseball town.
Yeah.
Do you realize that the people in Miami and Tampa don't want to go to games?
Yeah, and that Orlando's a really small city and only wants a baseball team because they have a lot of tourists. But guess what? All those tourists are only there to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
Not go to an Orlando Dreamers game. Oh, Orlando Dreamers.
What a craptacular name.
I know, right? What is this, Undertale? Jesus. That's a reference for maybe one person listening right now, by the way.
Not me. Is that one person you?
No, it's...
Because you have your headphones in?
Shut up. Somebody out there has played Undertale and knows what I'm talking about. But, by the way, the logo looks like it was made, like...
Clip art?
No, the logo looks like it is, like, a Little League logo for a town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I think about when I grew up, we played in Teaneck Southern Little League. That's what our logo looked like. It was two bats and a baseball, and it said Teaneck Southern Little League. This one just two bats and a baseball that says Orlando Dreamers.
The Dreamers. Unless it's Tommy Dreamer, I'm not interested in.
Now, the guy who's behind this.
Also something that maybe only one person would know that reference.
Hey, that one person. Thanks for listening.
I've got my headphones in.
Pat Williams. Nice dude. Former Orlando Magic. Magic exec. He's a inspirational speaker. And
that's AKA I take people's money.
He's actually really, really good at it. Although apparently I wasn't on the show for this, but apparently the primetime guys had him on and he tried to motivate Suk and Suk was not motivated. but he's a very, very nice guy. And he wants to bring baseball to Orlando. And I look, if you want to try and start that, Pat Williams, you got a ton of money or, you know, have the magic and all that kind of stuff.
Get it.
But I'm with you. Florida does not need a baseball team.
They hate the two they have.
Another one. Yeah. They hate them. They don't show up to games at all. The Rays are good and they don't show up to games.
Yeah. The Marlins, I mean, the Rays are sign stealing away from the ALCS.
Yeah.
Bang.
Probably.
Home run. Astros. Oh, this is what we thought. This is what we thought. You know, the Rays just, they just didn't have it this year. The Astros clearly a better team. Yep. Bang. Yep. Told you. Told you. Never mind the fact that Verlander got lit twice.
Thump. Home run. But yeah, I that's not to say that's going to get a team. I'm sorry.
Did that series go five?
It did.
Oh, weird. That's three games in Houston.
You can.
Weird.
Well, you can use that argument that they lost all their home games in the World Series, but I digress. go Nationals. The
as my good friend Mike Lynch says,
the. Orlando's not getting a baseball team.
No way.
You can do all you want here, Pat Williams, but if it's going to be an Eastern team, it's going to be Charlotte or Nashville. I've seen both of them talked about.
Don't forget about Montreal.
Or Montreal. Yeah.
Good food. I hear they got great food in Montreal.
I've only been once when I was a kid, so I don't remember.
Oh, I want to go really bad. I like really want to go.
My wife went actually this year. She was in Montreal for a little bit.
Yeah, I want to spend like a week in Montreal.
She said she liked it and hated it at the same time because... It's basically like you're in France.
Yeah,
because
people don't speak English.
And everyone hates that you speak English, so you're kind of looked down on.
That's all right.
So
I'll just throw money at them.
She said it was really, really cool, but also kind of hated it. And then she went to Toronto and was like, this is a great city. but yeah, so those are the three Eastern cities that'll probably get a baseball team. I'm sorry, Orlando, it's not going to happen. If you want a minor league team, yeah, go for it. Go be the Orlando Dreamers.
The Orlando Dreamers. What a terrible name. All right, when we come back, we will wrap this bad boy up as we always do. Portland Sports Leader.
Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's 9:48. I think I've heard this song before. Mike told me it was System of a Down, but when the drums were coming in, I was like, ooh, I know this beat.
It is System of a Down.
I love it when they came out that album that was called Steal This Album.
Yeah, first hit single, Chop Suey.
Oh, that was on that album?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure Chop Suey was on. They came out with two albums that came out at the exact same time or like a week apart. And they were very similar names. But you might be right. I'll look it up.
I just remember back in the TRL days. Remember that on MTV? TRL?
Total Request Live. I used to watch it every time I came Carson home. Daly.
Sheesh. Yeah, I felt like that was the first time I had ever
heard
I
searched
them.
Chop Suey and all it is recipes for Chop Suey.
You had to watch. When I was in high school and middle school, you had to watch TRL because if you didn't, when you got to school the next day, if you didn't know, if there was a new video that dropped, the new Ludacris video dropped, and you didn't know it, loser.
Gosh, and then they just...
You can't sit with us.
That was the greatest show, and then they slowly just started shortening the videos, clipping out the intros, clipping out the outros, and then they would just give you the snippets. And then it just turned into interviews and everything like
that. Chop Suey is from Toxicity, their second album.
Ah, okay. So what was the very first song, Wake Up, Want to Put on Some Makeup? What was that one?
Steal This Album is like their third or fourth
album. That's their third album. And then Mesmerize and Hypnotize were the ones I was thinking of that came up of the same year.
They're from Europe, I want to say. Some of the guys in the band, they're European, I want to say.
Yeah, I think Swedish or something. Hold on, I'm looking it up. BYOB, is that the one? That's on Mesmerize.
I know what I'm listening to on the drive home.
I'm trying to remember. I don't know the names of their songs very well. That's the one thing with me with metal that I struggle with is like, I know bands really well and I know the songs, but to me, the names are less impactful because they don't mean it. Like the songs don't relate to the names often, right? Especially with System of a Down. God, their songs don't mean anything with their names. Their songs don't make any sense. They just talk about random things the entire time. But great band.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Sorry, I was watching Johnny Moxley.
AEW, it's pretty intoxicating, isn't it?
Well, no, I switched over because Johnny Moxley and the main event at NXT is not that
You
great.
Literally forgot to do your job because AEW was that good. Had you locked in?
No, I forgot to do my job because I stopped listening to my job.
Because it's 8:50 or 9:50 rather. And you see how we still do this?
Well, I didn't have anything to contribute to the conversation.
BYOB, by the way, is, why do they always send the poor? That one?
I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, I do remember. Good job.
I don't know these bands. And instead of me sitting here like making fun of these bands or you guys are listening to them, I was just quiet.
We're giving System of a Down their due.
I know.
Also, and System of a Down is a huge band. I'm surprised you don't know them better.
I know the band and I know Chop Suey and I remember the album Toxicity, but it's not my thing. So instead.
I remember once I was driving Patrick somewhere. And I didn't even switch the music. I just had whatever was on. He's like, what are we listening to? Like, and I was like, oh, you know, it's a band called Slice the Cake. And, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, you actually might think this is okay. Like, they're actually not that heavy. And you're like, oh, okay. And then you just probably stop listening to it from that point.
But hey, I'm listening, you know. Like, I understand that, you know, there's a lot of weird things in my life that I like.
Yep.
That I know a lot of other people aren't going to like. So, especially when I'm in your domain, if you are doing something, I've got to adhere to it. Like, we've done this multiple times in your car. I'm like, what band are you listening to? And you're like, oh, it's this band. You tell me about it. They've got a side project. I really like their second album, but I didn't like their first album.
And sometimes I intentionally pick songs that I think you will vibe to because I know you won't like the screaming.
Yeah. And
so I pick bands that are a little bit more mellow.
And so I appreciate that, and I always want to learn more about my friends. Like, not everyone is as jacked about The Mandalorian as I am. So I get it. So we let it lie. We let it slide.
So just doing some quick research on System of a Down, Serge Tankian, who is the lead singer,
Serge Tankian.
Look at you, Mike. He was actually born in Lebanon. And then
it is pronounced Lebanon.
Oh. Well, I'm
the town in Oregon is pronounced
correct,
Lebanon.
Yeah. That's the one I'm used to.
We're getting into Lebanon, but we're going out to Lebanon.
And then their bassist was from the Soviet Union, and their drums is also from Lebanon.
Oh, okay.
Soviet That's Union, cool. Also known as Russia.
They formed the band in Glendale, though. So
Arizona. Nice.
Yes.
Well, California.
Nice. Glendale, California. Not Isn't Glendale, Glendale, Arizona.
Yes, Glendale, California.
Yeah. Oh. Suburb of Los Angeles.
Okay. All right. Anybody watching The Mandalorian?
The more you know, I guess.
Joe, you got Disney Plus?
The more you know.
I do not, because I am a cheap bastard and I'm still a modern day digital pirate, sir. So
are you?
I'm still.
You mean legal watcher of things?
I am still out on the open seas, going from IP address to IP address, getting movie and show that I need.
One might call you a pirate. Do you have Verizon?
No, I do not, so I don't get it for free.
I have Verizon, and I haven't even taken advantage of it yet.
Yeah, dude, Disney Plus for free, man.
I'm still using my dad's Comcast login to access just about everything.
Oh, HBO, I'm doing that, too. ESPN, yeah, don't worry about that. I've got that train as well.
It's just the streaming stuff is just cable with extra steps.
I just want you to know that The Mandalorian is the greatest thing in Star Wars since Empire Strikes Back.
There's been two episodes, hasn't there?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. I saw a really long trailer for it, and I felt the trailer didn't seem to do it very good justice. And the trailer felt cheesy.
Yeah.
Which is what the new trilogy has been a lot, been cheesy.
Right.
So I was worried.
The last trilogy was cheesy.
Well, we don't speak about the last trilogy. that was an abortion. But it looked cheesy, and I was like, really? None of the new Star Wars have been that good, except for
Rogue One.
Rogue One, which was incredible.
This show is Rogue One as a TV show.
Oh, okay.
This show is
fantastic.
I was tempted because I have ESPN Plus, right?
Right.
And they have the deal with Disney Plus and Hulu and ESPN Plus where you get all three for like $15 a month or whatever. Right.
I get Hulu for free from Spotify.
Okay. So I asked my wife, I was like, would you be interested in this? And she's
only
not
$13.
She's not a Star Wars person. She's not a Disney person, really. Like
Marvel?
No. I mean, she likes Disney movies, but she's like, I don't need to have a service to watch them, right? She loves Little Mermaid. She loves Beauty and the Beast.
Both are on there.
Well, of course they are. And like, I'm a big Star Wars guy, and I like the Marvel Universe a lot. And then like Hulu has like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I've never really watched, but I like what I've seen. That looks good. And I was like, is it worth it? And she goes, do we even watch the Netflix that we have? And I was like, oh. And she's like, no, we're not getting that. And I was like, good point. Plus, I'm also a totally legal user of the internet.
Yeah.
So I have no other way to watch things.
But you've got ever. Verizon.
I do have Verizon.
Get that Disney Plus for free, man.
How does that work? Because technically it's my parents' Verizon.
You go and you redeem it, and then I think when you set up your account, you use a promo code, and it gives it to you, and then bam. Come on, Mike. It's the internet. You can figure it out. They'll tell you what to do.
Great. So I can watch The Mandalorian and nothing else.
The Mandalorian is unbelievable.
By the way, my wife and I just started His Dark Materials on HBO.
Oh, is it good?
So far, first two episodes.
That's what I hear.
It's pretty good.
That's what I hear.
Pretty good.
I know. My brain is too wrapped up in The Mandalorian and the Rise of Skywalker is
coming out
about to come out. I am Star Wars brain only.
Also,
man.
Rick and Morty new season's been good so far. First
I have,
two episodes.
I have no time for anything else right now. I am strictly on a Star Wars diet. That's how it goes, man.
Don't touch a man's secret toilet.
Movies only come out once every 2 years.
Don't you do it.
So I am focused. We're going to be good. All right. When we come back next week. Wait. Next week's Thanksgiving. We are off next week.
You are.
We're all gone.
There is a Ducks basketball game.
Everybody's out of here. There's a Ducks basketball game, so I don't even have to tell boss we're not playing.
Yep.
Sweet. We are all gone next week, so we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Download the Beers on Us podcast. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe, all that jazz.
Eat a lot.
I will be at Breakside Slabtown like 1,000 days a week, so come on down and drink beers and say hi. For Mike Lynch, that's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do, like divulge where you work on the air that you've spent 5 years not doing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.